You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
But we also wanted this morning just to shine a light on the particular issue that organisations such as, but probably not just limited to, RMIT and Eastern Health and Channel 9 are going through right now, and that is hacking attacks, presumably from overseas, from foreign agents, from foreign actors. But why? Still Gerrigan is a well-known freelance technology journalist and commentator who keeps his ear to the ground when it comes to this sort of stuff. Good to talk again, Still Gerrigan. Good morning.
Good morning, Virginia.
They're ransom attacks at RMIT. It's been going on for weeks now there. The organisation will not speak about it. Eastern Health is under a ransom attack as well. They won't speak about it. And Channel 9's been public about their hacking attack too. What's going on here?
Well, I don't know that these are all directly related, and I'll explain why in a minute. But ransomware, it works. It's just, we'll hack into your systems. We'll make your data not available unless you give us money. And people do that because it works. It's actually an easy crime to commit, and generally you get the payoff. So that's why that's happening. It's just criminals looking for money. There has been a burst of that in recent weeks because a particular vulnerability exists in Microsoft's Exchange email server, which is used by many organisations. It's one of the most popular in the world. And it meant that anyone who was running that was a potential target. So we have seen that happen. And because Microsoft, you know, is then aware of it and issues like a patch, a fix for it, anyone who's still using that technique is just trying to rush in, look before the gate closes, as it were, but before everyone patches their systems right. And makes this specific technique unavailable to them, we might as well just have a go. So there's been a bit of that. The 9 one is more intriguing because the initial signs were that, yes, it was a ransomware attack, that someone was in there saying, yes, give us money. But there hasn't been a ransom demand yet. So in the past, that's been a sign that that's, if you like, a distraction and will make it look like a ransomware attack, but behind the scenes we'll actually be doing something else. And that is possibly one of the signs that they say, look, it's not criminals in this case with 9, but, as they say, a state-based actor, either the intelligence service of another country or hackers that work for them.
To what end?
Well, news organisations in particular have lots of interesting stuff. They have the contacts in particular of, well, the contact details of their secret sources. Now, 9 is speculated in The Age this morning that, well, we do stuff on China. We have contact details for that. But we've also had on the television an investigation into Russian-based, you know, poison attacks, which we've seen over the years. They're doing a documentary on that. So maybe it's Russia. But if you see other reports 9 itself has put out in its various outlets, they say, well, maybe it's North Korea. And I think, well, is it China, Russia, North Korea? Is it space aliens? Is it cyber orcs? You know, you don't know. We don't know. So a lot just simply has to be speculation. But, you know, media organisations, you know what stories are coming up. Certainly China and Russia are interested in that for, you know, politics and so on. Or it just might be that, hey, let's see what else is in there.
Well, it's been going on for weeks now at RMIT. I know that their systems have been locked down for quite a time there. They weren't able to run payroll and the like. I think Eastern Health still has those problems. Is it a matter for those in particular and others like them that until you pay the ransom that you actually can't get rid of them? There's no way of fixing this internally?
I mean, it depends to a large extent on how well protected your systems are and how good your disaster recovery procedures are. Now, in an ideal world, every organisation has a disaster recovery plan, you know, that addresses just this in the same way as they would have one for what happens if this building burns down, how do we do our classes and so on. And they have rehearsed it so that they know the plan works. Now, that's easier said than done. These things always tend to go down the priority list a bit. It does show that, you know, if RMIT really is deeply in the poo, then do they pay the money? The question then comes, do we really want to be encouraging criminals to do it again by giving them the money? And if we do give them the money, will they actually do what they say?
Some do, and some don't. That's the real risk of it, absolutely. I mean, that's always the danger with paying the ransom from time immemorial. Does it come to an end? Great to talk to you still, Gary, and thank you for wrapping that up for us this morning.